Hallelujah. 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 Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout glory. 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 How many of you know that the Lord will take care of you? How many of you didn't have no doubt when you woke up this morning? You didn't have any doubt. You knew that the Lord would provide for you. He would take care of you. So you didn't have any doubt. You knew he would take care of you. Amen. Come on and give the choir another big round of applause. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. While you're at it, give the choir from Crossroads a big round of applause, along with the dancers. Hallelujah. Oh, they did a marvelous job, a marvelous job. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm like Peter was on the Mount of Transfiguration. It is good for us to be here. Amen. Amen. We certainly honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and thank him for this opportunity. Amen. To be in fellowship here with Crossroads. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Cross culture. I got to get adjusted to that. Amen. And of course now you that are under 77 years old, you can't laugh. Hallelujah. All of you that are over 77, you can laugh. And I see some of y'all under 77 laughing. But I'll tell you like my daddy told me, just keep living, son. Hallelujah. Just keep living. Amen. When I get to heaven, after I see Jesus, I'm going to shake his hand and tell Dad, you know you were right. Hallelujah. It is good for us to be here. Amen. God bless you. And I'll tell you something else, too. I think I'm going to, amen, come back just to hear Francine give the welcome. She knows she knows how to give a welcome. Amen. Amen. We certainly thank God for the great welcome. Amen. And I said, amen, Francine, I don't mean any disrespect. Amen. That's First Lady. But we have that kind of a relationship. Amen. I might call Pastor Walker Woodrow. Amen. We have that kind of relationship. It's not the title, but it's the individual. Amen. Amen. So, amen. No disrespect, amen, in any way whatsoever. Amen. I certainly honor the Lord and certainly thank him for this opportunity. I do honor my wife of 55 years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. She has been a constant companion with me in ministry, amen, for 43 years. Amen. And certainly, I thank God for her. Amen. Amen. Now, we have four kids. Amen. They're adults now. My son went home to be with the Lord about 4 years ago. Amen. And I thank God for Pastor Walker. He was there. Amen. And certainly, we appreciate him. Amen. First Lady Walker. Amen. And their support and prayers. Also, I got three daughters, and they're here with me tonight. And I want my three daughters to stand. Amen. Amen. That's two over there, one back there. Hallelujah. Amen. And certainly, we thank God for them. Amen. Couldn't get the grands to come. They got two great grands. Amen. You probably wouldn't want them here anyway. Sometimes they don't know, amen, how to behave. Amen. But nevertheless, we're here. And I thank God for my big Miller Grove family. Amen. Who's here? Amen. On tonight. After two services, and I appreciate them, amen, coming and supporting the efforts of their pastor. Amen. And I've been pastoring there. Amen. This is my going, well, October will end 40 years that I pastored there. Amen. And they have been very supportive. Amen. Just like you all have been supportive of Pastor Walker. Amen. And Sister Walker, we thank God for, amen, all of you being here tonight. I congratulate you on 37 years. Amen. That God has brought you through the storm and through the rain. And I know that he will continue to carry you on. Just continue to do what you've been doing. Amen. And God will continue to carry you from glory to glory. He's that kind of a God. Amen. Amen. Now, Pastor Walker, he should not have told me the heavyweights that he had in front of me. Amen. 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 That makes me get a little nervous. But nevertheless, I'm going to struggle through. And if the Lord come by, amen, and I know he will, amen, we will, amen, make it through. All right? Amen. If you would, get your Bibles. And St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22 will claim our attention on this evening. St. Matthew's, the 9th chapter, verses 20, 21, and 22. If you have it, say amen. We're going to ask that all would stand as we read from God's eternal word, beginning at verse 20, and it reads, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hems of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I will be whole. But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour." Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're thankful that you have allowed us to assemble here in this great church to worship and praise your holy name. We're thankful that you have blessed us already, but we ask that you would send your word. Send it, my Father, with power and with understanding. Our Father, bless us. And the blessings you see we stand in need of. We thank you for 37 years that cross-cultural church has been giving glory to your name and transporting souls from earth to heaven. We pray continued blessings upon them. We thank you for every good and perfect gift. We realize every good gift comes from above. Thank you now. Use these lips of clay to preach your eternal word. My Father, we pray that someone would be saved, someone be healed, and someone would be delivered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Why don't you turn to your neighbor while you're standing and catch him by the right hand. Look him in the eye and say, neighbor, put your faith to work. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Put your faith to work. In our text tonight, we find a woman who had suffered 12 long years with an issue of blood. She had spent all her money on physicians, and none could do her any good. She didn't get better, but she got worse. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. The more you try to help your situation sometimes, the worse it gets. You get laid off your job, can't draw unemployment, or the unemployment runs out. Then the roof starts leaking. You get that fixed, the car breaks down, and you have to get it repaired. You get the car repaired, your wife or husband has to have surgery, and your insurance has lapsed. Your situation continues to get what? Worse and worse. The economy, amen, that we're in today, amen, makes it harder than ever to survive. Our survival depends on two things. Somebody said two things. Our ability to push forward and our faith in God. Can I get a witness? Many people in church today, they believe, but they don't have faith. It is easy to believe what you see, huh? That's not faith. Faith is believing what you don't see. Can I get a witness? The book of Hebrews tells us that faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. Paul said to the church at Rome, if you see it, why then do you hope for it? Can I get a witness? Jesus told Thomas, you're blessed because you see and believe, but more blessed are they who believe yet they do not see. That is why so many in the church are Christian believers and not believers by faith. I am a believer by faith. I have not seen Jesus, but by faith I believe that he is the Son of God. By faith I believe that he was crucified. By faith, I believe that he died on a cross. And he said, no man took my life, but I laid it down. And by faith, I believe he picked it up again and rose on the third day. I was not there, but by faith, I believe. Can I get a witness? Yes, yes, yes. We have to believe, amen, by faith. I believe by faith, Enoch was translated. Noah built an ark. Abraham looked for a city that had foundations whose builder and maker was God. I believe that Moses, by faith, stretched out his rod across the Red Sea, and the sea divided, and an east wind blew on the mud, dried it up, and Israel walked across on dry land. I believe by faith the walls of Jericho fell. I wasn't there, but I believe after they marched around it 13 times, one time each day for 6 days, and on the seventh day, seven times, I believe the walls fell down. Can I get a witness? You cannot, amen, have strong faith, amen, in God and play the lottery. Hello? I said you cannot have strong faith in God and play the lottery. Your faith is not in God. It's in the lottery. Can I get a witness? Amen. Let's not have a lottery check here. Amen. Go to checking pocketbooks and, amen, wallets to find out who got some lottery tickets. And I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. But God knows where your faith is. Can I get a witness? Faith in God is faith that must be strong without doubt. The book of James, the first chapter says, a wavering-minded person cannot receive anything from the Lord. You either got to have faith in God or you don't have faith in him. One of the two. Amen. So we know faith is very necessary. In our text, this woman was sick of a running issue for 12 long years. Amen. She had tried everything, and nothing worked. But when she heard Jesus was coming, her faith moved her, amen, to the next level, and she got in the crowd. Our faith must move us to the next level. Amen. If it doesn't move us to the next level, it is no good. Amen. The Bible says, amen, faith without works is dead. You don't need dead faith. I don't need dead faith. I need to let my faith go to work. And when my faith goes to work, it moves us to another level. It moves us to that action level. When you got faith, you will have some action. It will move you, amen, into another realm. Can I get a witness? Amen. Because faith, amen, moves us, amen, to the level where God wants us to be. Can I get a witness? Although this woman was weak from loss of blood, she kept on pushing, no doubt, through the crowd. The crowd was very thick. But she kept pressing through the crowd because she believed by faith if she could just touch the hem of the Lord's garment, she would be healed. Can I get a witness? She didn't see healing, but she had to believe it by faith. Huh? Amen. So she continued to press her way. Our blessings come, amen, when our faith touched Jesus. Can I get a witness? When our faith touches Jesus, it causes us to move in another direction. Can I get a witness here? She could have easily said, I'm too weak to get in this crowd. I've lost too much blood to get in this crowd. But she let her faith cause her to get out there and get in the crowd. Amen. We must realize our enemy, the devil, is trying to destroy us. But we must keep pressing like this woman until we get through to Jesus. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of a higher calling in Christ Jesus. Some Christian's faith cannot move forward because they are dragging a lot of baggage. Can I get a witness? Every time they make one step forward, the baggage that they're dragging causes them to take two steps backwards. Huh? Amen. Paul said, forget those things which are behind you. Amen. Through faith, reach forward to those things which are before. Your faith will never work as long as you are remembering. Amen. When? Remembering when? Huh? Sometimes you have to cut loose some people. Amen. And sometimes you have to cut loose, amen, some problems. Yes, if we're going to make it, there are some things we have to forget. You have to forget how you started and failed. You have to forget folks who said you couldn't make it. You have to forget people who told you to quit. You have to forget the naysayers who said you would never succeed. Amen. If you have faith, your faith will tell you, forget them and keep pressing forward toward the mark of the prize in the higher calling. Can I get a witness here? This woman kept pressing. She kept the faith. Although she was no doubt bloody and weak, she kept on pressing until she touched Jesus' garment. Oh, and when she touched his garment, her situation changed. When your faith touched Jesus, your situation changed. Can I get a witness? The foundation of her blood immediately dried up. And she was healed because through faith she got to Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. If you keep pressing until you touch Jesus, I know it's hard sometimes. I know the economy is tough. But when you touch Jesus, your situation will change. You become the lender and not the borrower. You become the head and not the tail. You become strong and not weak. You become joyful and not sorrowful. You become rich and not poor. When your faith touches Jesus, your situation will change. Can I get a witness here? Oh, I commend you. I encourage you. I congratulate you. Cross Culture Church, as you celebrate your anniversary, keep the faith. God is on your side. He promised no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Can I get a witness? He promised when the enemy comes in as a flood, the Spirit of the Lord God will lift up a standard against it. Amen. We got to keep moving in the right direction. Amen. Our faith will hold us. Our faith will sustain us. Our faith will keep us. Can I get a witness? We got to hold on no matter what comes our way. No matter what seems to be in our path. We got to believe Jesus. And if we believe Jesus, he will bring us through every situation. There is nothing that Jesus cannot handle. There's nothing that Jesus cannot solve. If we hold on a little while longer, that same Jesus who died on Calvary, shedded his blood, and went in the grave from the six, can I get a witness? Hung on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. He died. Yes, he did. He died by faith. I believe that Jesus died and shed his blood. He died for me. He died for you. They buried him in a borrowed tomb, but early. Somebody say early, 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 early. One Sunday morning, he got up. He got up with power, power, power in his hand. Do you believe that Jesus is coming back? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's coming back. One of these days, he's coming back. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Keep your faith busy. Keep moving in the right direction. And when you keep moving in the right direction, God will bring you out more than a conqueror. Anybody know that the Lord will bring you out? Tell somebody, keep your faith working for the Lord. He will. He will. He will. He will bring you out more. more than a conqueror. This woman kept on pressing her way until she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And by faith, amen, the Lord told her, your faith has made you whole. Can I get a witness? Your faith has changed your situation. Your faith has made you a conqueror. Your faith has delivered you. Keep on holding on, and the Lord will bring you out more than a conqueror. Can I get a witness? Have you any river that you feel uncrossable and have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that are impossible. And he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you in a sickness that you feel is incurable, and the doctors have done all he can do? I tell you, God specializes possible, and he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. God specializes when your body
He's special. specialize.
He specializes.
He specializes.
My God specializes.
He specializes.
When there is trouble,
He specializes.
All in your home,
He specializes.
When your enemy,
He specializes.
Won't leave you alone,
He specializes.
He specializes.
He specializes.
God specializes.
He specializes.
And He can do.
And He can do.
But no other power.
No other power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Do. God bless you. God bless you. Keep your faith working. Keep it moving. Keep it going strong. The stronger your faith is, the better off you will be. Amen. Don't let the enemy cause you to doubt God. In any situation, whatever the situation is, God can handle it. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God got this. Hallelujah. Put your hand together and receive Pastor Woodrow Walker.